brr, I go by a name of Pretty Ugly. And why did you decide to do this? Well, anybody who knows me knows I've had a key interest in combat sports for the longest time. I've been a big boxing fan for the longest time, you know. Since I was a teenager, my father actually nicknamed me Baby Jake. I used to wear this oversized gown at the time that I still own till this day. And I'd just be shadow boxing, you know, in and around the house. You know, my father would just jokingly just say, "Oh, Baby Jake," you know. But yeah, I've always kind of been interested in this thing. So when I saw that this is something that Casper is hosting, I wanted to be a part of it, even if it wasn't to fight him, just to be, you know, one of the guys fighting somebody, you know, even if it was another professional boxer who's in my weight category or another celebrity. I was 100% down, because I knew from the jump that me and Casper were not in the same weight category. Since he fought Narc, since it was announced that he was fighting Narc, you know, me and my team were actually like kind of bummed, because like, oh man, we would have loved to, you know, to get in there as well. And I guess, you know, time revealed everything. And, a couple of months later, he reached out to me and he called me about the fight. So you can actually say that I kind of manifested this fight. So I'm super excited. Are you not at all concerned with the safety issues involved as it pertains to weighting, and the fact that you're both not professionals at this? As far as the weight is concerned, yeah, I guess the weight is a bit of a concern. I haven't been too concerned about it. But my friends in the boxing fraternity, people I know, some people I don't know, just people who would hear about the difference in our weight classes, you know. At the time that we weighed each other a couple of weeks ago, it was like about 4 weeks ago, he weighed 106 kgs, I weighed 74, so which makes it a 32 kg weight difference. And bear in mind, in boxing, you know, some people don't even fight people who weigh more than 5 kilograms, more than them, you know. So I guess the weight thing is a bit of an issue, you know, but we do have a catch weight that we try to get Casper to reach. So he's got to come down and cut some weight. Initially, I had to also gain some weight, but with this short space of time that we have, it's not very possible to gain lean muscle in a couple of weeks. In fact, if I had gained weight, it would have just been fat, and then I would have been overweight and overwhelmed during the fight. I'd be too heavy, you know, that kind of thing. So we agreed that he needs to lose some weight. And yeah, there is a catch weight put in place there. It gives him a couple of weeks to do so. We'll see if he reaches that. But in terms of us not being professionals, we've been both training under professionals. You know, I'm training at Brian Mitchell's Boxing Academy, and I'm being trained by champions and professionals. I'm sparring with professionals. And I know Cass was also getting training from some professionals as well. So it's not going to be a childish type of boxing match. I think it's going to be quite a real boxing match. And people don't understand how much work goes into actually training for boxing, you know. But I'm super excited nonetheless. Was this challenge in response to things you said about Casper on your album Soil? I actually don't know. I don't even know if you really listened to that. I just got hit by load shedding, which is boring, but okay. But what I said on my album was, I said something about, I am the goat. I watched The Lion King, Ain't seen Mufasa eat an antelope. I'll probably build a school before I buy a Bentley. Buy her plenty of land before I ever buy her Fendi. Filled up was empty before I ever tried an entry. Piper Robin Fenty. Just so that I could try her Fenty, beat your favorite rapper in a battle or a fist fight. Trip when you think the jab's left, you get swift rights. Punch lines pit like George clinch like my bitch bite. Shook by the second hook, it looked like I hit twice. And that wasn't even just strictly at Casper, it was just at Wilmarapanje, you know, who like talking and, you know, they have this male bravado and this bullying energy, and I was saying, you know, I'm not a bully at all, but I'll beat your favorite rapper in a battle or a fist fight. So yeah, that's that. What do you think your chances are against someone who has done this twice? And do you have any background in boxing? I think my chances are very high. Casper has done this twice, so he definitely has more ring experience than me. He knows how it feels to have a referee in the ring with him. He knows how it feels to have like people chanting and the lights and, you know, and all of that, which is something I am not privy to. However, I am in the boxing ring. I have been training at Brian Mitchell's Boxing Academy for the last couple of weeks. Going on months actually. So it's exciting times, man. It's exciting times. What does your workout regime involve in preparation for this match, and who is your coach? So like I said, I'm coaching at Brian Mitchell's Boxing Academy, and my main coach, the head coach there, is Coach Vusi Mtolo. Please Google him and you'll see that he's a champion. He's well respected in the boxing fraternity. And one of my other coaches is a young lad named Nigel, who has been training with me, doing conditioning training with me, we've been doing pad work and a whole bunch of like boxing basics. And then I've been training with a whole bunch of other professionals, you know, who are belt holders, Lusanda Komanisi, you know, who's a belt holder. I've gotten some love and respect from Rock, who's also, you know, I think a 3-time belt champion, as well as Ricardo Malajika. You can Google all of these guys. But yeah, so we're training vigorously, man. We're training super, super, super hard. Training about 6 times a week, sometimes twice a day. One of the days has even been like 3 times a day. So it's very intense. I'm exhausted most of the time, even as we speak right now. I'm quite exhausted, but we push on. But yeah, looking forward to it. 1st of October, let's go. Casper Nunes versus Pretty Ugly.